Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, April 21st, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Iraqi Christians living in fear pray for safety. A legacy of love lives on in Iraq, and an orphan ministry needs help in meeting needs in Russia. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Iraq headlines today's news. Open Doors with Brother Andrew, a worldwide ministry to the persecuted church, has received information from several sources that Iraqi Christians and churches are seriously affected by the internal turmoil in Iraq. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says Iraqi Christians are disappearing, most at the hands of young people trying to make some easy money.
Many Christians are afraid to go out to church, to church meetings, and they live in constant fear. It's also affected Open Doors and its training. Some of that training has been scaled back or brought to other countries because of the dangerous traveling in Iraq.
However, it's not all bad news for Open Doors.
Open Doors has been distributing Christian literature there. We've been operating and supporting Christian bookstores in a few cities. We've been sending devotional material for young people. We're doing a lot of ministry there.
Funding is needed so this ministry can continue. Next, the legacy of a slain missionary couple in Iraq continues. Southern Baptists launched the Elliott Project, named after Larry and Jean Elliott, who died March 15th, to honor their vision and work. The project goal is to put 16,000 health kits into the hands of Iraqi families this summer. The kits are to include items such as toothbrushes, shampoo, and over-the-counter pain reliever. The kits serve as a reminder that as long as there is human need, there's also God's love. You're listening to Mission Network News. They're rejected by their families and their culture. They've lost all hope. Street children, a growing population all over the world, but especially on the African continent, as AIDS continues to run rampant. Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says they're effectively reaching out and sharing Christ with people groups traditionally hard to reach with the gospel.
Bonds that ordinarily would have held them back from accepting the gospel are torn away when they become street children, and many of them then are willing to listen to the gospel when they're put into that new context.
Every Child Ministries is looking for people to sponsor children at $28 a month.
Some of them can be taken off the street to a home setting that we have available, and some of them are able to get into a vocational training program where they can hear the gospel and learn a trade whereby eventually they'll be able to get off the streets.
Meanwhile, a life-sized replica of the Old Testament tabernacle is on the move. Teen Missions International's Bob Bland says they'll be setting up in Buckeye Lake, Ohio, just east of Columbus, at the beginning of May. He says the exhibit is a great teaching and evangelistic tool.
The tabernacle is kind of a wordless book picture of Jesus Christ. And every piece of furniture and every part of the tabernacle speaks of Jesus Christ.
Bland says they're partnering with another ministry, AIDS Orphans and Street Children. Through funds raised by the Tabernacle exhibit, Teen Mission is able to launch rescue units for orphans in sub-Saharan Africa.
Many of them never even heard of Christ, and so we're trying to win those children to Christ so that they can have an eternal life. Even if they don't have parents here in this life, the Heavenly Father really is their Father. And that's a blessing.
And Buckner Orphan Care says their Russia ministries need help. Teams are looking to raise money to fund desperately needed repairs for several orphanages. The ministry also reports an immediate need for funds to purchase and distribute emergency items such as medicine, school supplies, medical equipment and care, beds, clothes, and computers. Many orphan children in Russia have seen the love of Jesus firsthand through Buckner Orphan Care International. Pray that the needs are met. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up for our daily email updates at our website, missionnetworknews.org. While you're there, request a free copy of the DVD, The Call to Harvest from Gospel for Asia. You can also request it by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the sacrificial story of the work of Indian nationals and their incredible results. That's The Call to Harvest at 1-800-995-4828. I'm Peter Brooks.